All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you're at in time and space, welcome to this now moment. Okay, what a thing it is. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but I get so present to the present, if that makes sense. And just really realizing that this is the only moment, truly, that there ever is. And for me, somehow that gives me great satisfaction, great belonging, and great joy. The bliss of this moment. Maybe that's because everything else is forgiven. All of the past, all of the future. Everything collapsed into one ongoing instant. What a thought to begin today. Okay, so let's deal with our bodies. Get yours situated in the best way for you. And come to this moment with all of your glitches and imperfections, all of your twitches and worries and concerns, and just be with them all. All right, take a nice deep breath in and let it go. One more time, all together. Big breath in. And release. And then return the breath back to its natural state, whatever that is for you. All right. So as usual, I come to this recording, this time together, I just really press play and record and go. So whatever wants to come through, we let that come through, but I never know just what it is. Aside from winding up in the silence, and we'll probably go through the normal components of daily meditation, you know, such as relaxation and energizing the spine and bringing the attention into the heart and then to the spiritual eye. And there's a reason that we do this roteness, this practice, and that is so that we can have something reliable, a focus, a foundation, a premise, and so that we can offer our humanity to the divine and bring in our divine to our humanity. And that is to say, we become fully human and fully divine together in this moment. So knowing that we're going to be both practicing our regular meditation, yet also accessing the divine intelligence that wants to come through. Now, this doesn't happen just through me. This happens through us. So as an interesting experiment today, let's connect in that way. Each of us might listen to this recording at a different time, and I'm actually making it at a certain time. Yet if we collapse time into a single point of origin, then we are all together in unity. Isn't that a thought? So join with me now, won't you, in the heart center. Oh, can you feel your body? Almost revolting? Let's tend to these bodies first. Okay, get yourself situated at the root chakra. That is the very base of your pelvic floor, about as low as you can go, in your physical torso. And just be with that low point of energy. Feel it emanating through you and into the earth around you. And then relax all of your lower region and feel your hips relax with it. Feel any tension in your pelvis relax. And then take a nice deep breath right into that area, into the very lowest point of your torso. And then exhale. And then this time, as you inhale, bring the energy from the low point right up into your spiritual eye. Just breathe it in. And then exhale with the focus at the spiritual eye. And now bring your awareness down a little bit higher than the lowest point. And you can even engage your lower core below your navel. Svadhisthana chakra, they call this, the second chakra. And you might notice this has to do with the element water. You might feel that undulating presence in the second chakra. All right, take a breath into this area. And then let that go. And now take a breath, pull the energy from the second chakra right up your spine and into your spiritual eye. And then exhale at the spiritual eye. All right, now relax everything around the second chakra, all of the physical components of your body. And now imagine your solar plexus area, kind of the higher abdomen. And this is called the Manipura chakra. This is the element of fire. Now take a deep breath into this area. And then release. And then again, we'll take a breath, pull the energy from the Manipura chakra, the third chakra, right into your spiritual eye. And exhale at the spiritual eye. And now relax all of the physical components around that area, all of your internal organs. Relax everything. And now just do a review of those lower three, from the tailbone right up to the solar plexus. And if you would with me, breathe into this area. We're going to pause here with the breath for a few moments, just to breathe in and out. A process of purification. Both physically and spiritually. And then an affirmation, if you like, you can speak this after me. I am being purified. My body is whole and complete. And the reason that we don't say that I am purified, but rather I am being purified, is because it is a process. And so as you work through it, a day will come where you feel purified. And then you can change your affirmation to, I am purified. Until then, we work with it. I am being purified. I am being done. I am being refined. And so on. Take a nice deep breath now, right into your lower area. This time, hold the breath, pull the energy up to the spiritual eye, and then release it. A Very nice. Now check in with your physical presence. All right. So we are now grounded. We are cleared. And we are present. And now bring your awareness right into your heart. Take a breath into this area. And let it go. Now, breathe that energy of the heart right up into the spiritual eye. And exhale at the spiritual eye. And now relax everything around the heart center. And imagine that you and I are now connected. But not just you and I, you and each other one listening to this meditation, regardless of time and space, in the eternal now moment. And this connection forms a sort of crystalline grid. Okay, we'll come back to that in a few minutes. Right now, let's move up the spine again, right to the throat chakra, Vishuddha, and the fifth chakra. All right, take a breath into your throat, into the energy center of your throat chakra itself, and let it go. Now, inhale, pull the energy from the throat chakra to the spiritual eye. And exhale at the spiritual eye. And now go into your throat area and relax everything. This is also known as the power center in the 12 powers. And it's called the power center because it's where we speak our world into being. And it's where the word comes from, our spoken word, our creative declaration. So if you would join me in another affirmation, I am powerful. Now going up just a little bit higher from the throat chakra, right to the little pocket at the very top of the spine, in the back of the neck, called the medulla oblongata. This is the negative pole of the Ajna chakra, the third eye chakra, and the sixth chakra. Notice the energy at the medulla. Take a breath right into this energy center. And then exhale. Very nice. All right, let the breath go again. And this time as you inhale, pull the energy from the medulla right to the third eye, the spiritual eye. And exhale at that spiritual eye. Now, keep your focus here. Your center of attention. And feel the whole length of your spine as an energy center, perfectly pulling divine energy into the spiritual eye and sending it back through each chakra. If you can, keep your focus lifted right at that beautiful point between the eyebrows. Feel the energy open from the medulla to the spiritual eye. And just notice what you notice here from a very, very subtle sense. Beyond the thinking mind, pure awareness. And here is like a radio center of sending and receiving, connecting each one of us together, regardless of time and space. Here our physical body turns from mere matter, mere flesh and bone, into a crystalline structure. Vibrant with light and life. Absorbing, reflective and refractive. Your body in its crystalline form is able to store massive amounts of energy. As we identify more with the energy, we realize it has a purpose and that we have a purpose. That purpose is not only to be infused with this light and love and energy of God, but it's to share it where there is darkness, where there is suppression and oppression, and where there is hunger for this type of energy, this light, this love, this wisdom. So our purpose then becomes much more than merely human. It's as if we are human beings with a divine mission. And we each must decide for ourselves what our unique purpose is, and if we are willing to live as that. So as we allow ourselves to come together in this beautiful crystalline grid, we connect all across the planet, and not just that, but throughout the many points in time and space where all beings are choosing to share in this divine power and this divine love and this divine radiance. The thinking mind has a hard time with this, but we are not in our thinking mind. We are in our divine mind. And so we bring a new affirmation. My thinking is purified by divine mind. Now look and see where your attention is. And if not already there, bring everything to the spiritual eye. And notice whatever colors, whatever light, whatever potency, and allow it to come in and flood your body cells and the deeper truth of who you are. Bring now at the spiritual eye a laser focus and please affirm with me. I am the presence of divine life, light, and wisdom. I am pure and purified. I am whole and holy. I am radiance and radiant. I am the presence of divine life here on planet Earth. And now imagine the very DNA in your body, like charged crystals. Feel the power of that energy radiating through your physical being. And now relax into it as you re-enter into your body with your awareness. Take a couple of breaths, very intentional breaths, along the whole length of your spine. And then bring your hands up to your heart in prayer. And we'll end with the most powerful prayer known to mankind. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Om, peace, amen.